Hi, and welcome to the Cutaneous Connection, a podcast from the staff of Dermatology Times, aiming to provide you with the latest updates in dermatology, to exclusive interviews with leading industry experts, and a glimpse of what goes on behind the scenes. I'm your host, Morgan Petronelli. Today we're discussing the recent rise of telemedicine use in dermatology due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, as well as the benefits and detriments of utilizing telemedicine, tips for navigating the telehealth sphere, and the outlook for the future of the new industry. Let's dive right in. Today I have joining me Dr. Michael Sherling, practicing dermatologist at Palm Beach Dermatology in Lake Worth, Florida, and Chief Medical and Strategy Officer at Modernizing Medicine, a specialty-specific EMR software system. All right, well, thank you so much, Dr. Sherling, for joining me today. So can you give a little background on telemedicine before the industry boom that happened during the COVID-19 pandemic?
I'd be happy to, and thank you so much for having me on this podcast. So there are many different forms of virtual medicine. Let's break down two of the most common in dermatology. There is asynchronous or store and forward telemedicine, where a patient takes a picture of their rash and sends it to a physician for review. The physician doesn't have to review the image at the same time as the patient sends it. The second form is synchronous audiovisual telemedicine. Here, the patient and the physician are seeing and hearing each other at the same time. Prior to the pandemic, this form of telemedicine had been practiced predominantly to improve access to rural communities where specialists may not be available for many miles. Since COVID, that's all changed.
Noah, and how has telemedicine in dermatology changed since the pandemic has begun? You know, are you seeing increases in anywhere or specific conditions you're seeing more of, anything like that?
Yeah, when the pandemic hit, there were a wave of practices that were shut down for days, especially in the Northeast. They needed a way to provide continuity of care and access to their patients. At the same time, there was a change in regulation. As of March 6, 2020, telehealth services may be provided to patients at any location in the country, not just rural areas, including their own homes, and by providers from a location other than their medical practice. This really opened the door for both patients and providers to use telemedicine during the public health emergency in ways that I think are really good for patients and for their physicians as well.
And can you share some benefits and detriments that are associated with telemedicine and dermatology?
Absolutely. Let's talk about the benefits. Through telemedicine, we're providing access to care to patients who may not be able to be seen in person. Maybe they are in a vulnerable position and more at risk for COVID adverse events. Maybe our clinic is shut down because the provider has been exposed or in quarantine. Without telemedicine, they're just rescheduled their appointment until there's a vaccine. With telemedicine, you can address their patient's issue in a timely manner. Telemedicine can also be used as a triage tool to screen patients for issues that can wait or that need to be seen in person for action, such as a rapidly growing skin cancer. Well, let's talk about the detriments. With telemedicine, physicians are limited by the technology, and that includes internet bandwidth, whether your patient owns a smartphone or not, and how high the resolution is on the smartphone. Is the lighting good through the camera? And there also isn't the same opportunity to use dermoscopy to clarify a certain morphology that you could do in person. However, technologies are making rapid advances. Many smartphone video cameras now have 4K resolution, with the ability to use the flashlight at the same time as the forward-facing camera. This creates a mobile exam room with great lighting. Let's also talk about the patient factors beyond the technology. There was a recent study in JAMA that said that up to 40% of older patients are telemedicine unready. Telemedicine unreadiness defined as patients who can't hear while using a telephone or have impaired vision, or do not know how to use a smartphone. Now, the flip side of this is that 60% of these cohorts are ready, and that is a starting point. But I think there is going to be and education that has to happen for our patients while they're in our brick and mortar offices to explain how to download an app, how to use a smartphone, and get them comfortable and less intimidated by telemedicine as a technology.
And are you seeing any trends such as like an increase or decrease in number of patients being seen or certain skin conditions on the rise?
Sure. Certainly, as waves of COVID cases increase regionally throughout our country, more patients seek out telemedicine appointments with their physicians. Whether that is for acne visits or rashes or focus visits or follow-up visits, I think those are the types of visits that are seen. However, when the pandemic is more well controlled and the case counts are much lower, most patients prefer to see their physician in person. And so the trend that we're seeing is, or that I'm seeing personally as a physician that, you know, uses telemedicine, is that patients want to be seen in person when it's safe to do so, and during periods of lockdown would prefer to be seen as a telemedicine.
And do you have any tips for a dermatologist trying to navigate the world of telemedicine?
Absolutely. I think it's helpful to get patients used to mobile technology while they're in our office. Having instructions in the exam on how to download the app really helps adoption. But having them get used to the smartphone, maybe using it as a way to have a patient portal put in their patient intake, and mention to the patients that maybe some of the follow-up appointments can be seen with telemedicine if they prefer not to be seen in person. This will allow the physicians and their patients flexibility for future visits. So if there is a need for telemedicine, it can just naturally occur.
And where do you see the future of telemedicine and dermatology and telemedicine in general headed?
I think virtual medicine is here to stay and will continue to evolve. With COVID, many of us lost our waiting rooms, exam rooms, even shelf space at the nurse's station due to social distancing. This impacts our productivity. Having mobile tools for patients to check in before their appointment, fill out their intake, send photos of rashes ahead of time to help front load the documentation burden providers are feeling, and can help regain the efficiency that we've lost. And I think that's where telemedicine's future lies, to reduce the documentation burden, to shift a lot of the visits onto the patient, whether it's the intake, their past medical history, engaging the patient outside of the exam room so that inside the exam room, things are more streamlined.
Ian, is there anything else you'd like to tell the audience in regards to telemedicine?
I think it's a great tool. It's something that's definitely in our arsenal, just like dermoscopy is. I think that it's really up to each physician to decide how best to use it for their practice and what they're comfortable doing. But certainly more and more of us are having more experience with it and our patients during this pandemic. And I think that even when the pandemic resolves, I think there's still an important role for telemedicine.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me and you have a great day.
Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
For more Dermatology Times content, from articles and videos to podcasts, you can visit www.dermatologytimes.com.